Record on. There we go. Perfect. Recording in progress. Very nice. Now let me switch monitors. Okay, very good. All right. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Apollo, you're hitting leadoff today, man. And what is the deal, brother?
Hey, Donovan, how's it going, man?
Doing good, man. How about you?
All right, pretty good. Just enjoying the holiday weekend. So finally had it, you know. They also, yes, you know, relaxing today.
Good, good. Good to hear, man.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you about or talk to you about was, I know I had told you about the girl that hit me up on Memorial Day where we hooked up last year. Mm-hmm. And then she came back and was talking about how, you know, she wanted me to only hook up with her. And I said, you know, no dice. And she was like, I'll do whatever you want. Give it to you whenever you want. And I said, that still doesn't work. And she ended up coming over, we hooked up and have been hooking up steady anyway.
Of course.
But since then, she's kind of been putting more stuff out there. Like, one, she wants to text more outside of when we're hooking up. Like, I don't want to just feel like, right, something you just poke on. Then the next thing was like, I want you to make me feel wanted, make me feel like you want me. And this was an issue with her last year.
Like, bitch, hold on. It's like, bitch, I'm fucking you. Like, what other proof do you need, right?
That, and that's what I said. And she was like, well, I want you to, you know, make me feel like you want me, not just only for that. But,
oh, my God.
And that was it, one of the reasons why last time I kind of backed off and we stopped, because I refused to do it.
Right.
And so this year was saying that. And I also had like my hot water tank went and like, it, you know, leaked all over my basement. So I'm getting that fixed. And I told her that
sucks, dude. I've had that happen before.
Yeah. And so I got a repair guy there and she's texting like, oh, so do you want to hook up tonight? I'm like, I got a repair person here. I got a basement full of water. I doubt it. But she's like testing me like, well, maybe we can see later, and then trying to send me dirty texts and stuff. I'm like, are you serious?
Like, right, bitch. Now? Like, I got, dude, I got a fucking basement full of water. You're trying to throw me pussy? What is this?
And and her response was like, well, I just wanted to make you feel better and I wasn't sure how.
Oh boy, here we go.
So I just went silent. And the next day she was like, you know, she wants to hook up, but I'm not giving you any head. I'm like, why?
Oh. Well,
because you know, you make me feel like a piece of meat. So I'm not going to do it unless you make me feel wanted. I just said, okay. And that's it. I'm done. I knew that's how you felt. You know, peace out. I'm like, okay. So I waited 2 days and it was just like, you coming over tonight? I'll be over tomorrow, which is today.
These fucking bitches, dude. The answer to that is, well, you're not coming over here unless you give me some head.
Right.
That's the answer. Right. Yeah, man. These bitches, it's funny, dude. Like, the interesting thing about today's women is that, and we all know that women have grossly outlandish expectations. We all know that. But they act like the vagina is gold. You know what I mean? And to most people who don't have that kind of experience with women, that's kind of how they view it. But if you're giving me something that you've given to other men, I'm not going to bust my ass trying to get that. You know, she wanted girlfriend energy. She wanted girlfriend energy, but she was operating as a side chick. And when she tried to upgrade herself by telling you, hey, you know, if we don't, and it, she probably sort of went roundabouty in her head with this, but she tried to say, well, look, if we're going to fuck, then I'm not going to give you head. And you're like, all right, I'm out. 2 days go by and she's coming back. These bitches always overvalue their vagina, man. It's unbelievable. They really do believe that we want the pussy more than we actually do.
Right. So I guess with this type of situation, because I'm mm-hmm. sure it's going to come up again as far as either make me, you know, her make me feel wanted, as she put it, or whatnot. What's, I guess, the best ways to kind of get her off of that?
The best way to get her off of that is exactly what you've been doing, man. You're not going to be able to tell her directly, hey, I'm never going to make you feel wanted. But when she requests something of you, just let her know, look, that's just not the type of dude I am. And let her know, look, if that's a problem, then, I mean, we can just end this thing right now. And if you're the if you beat her to the punch in terms of suggesting, hey, you know what, we've been over this. This is something that you want. This is something I'm not going to give you. I mean, and you should probably just tell her. And truthfully, I'm getting kind of sick of it. And if you keep harping on me about it, we just need to go our separate ways. Just tell her that, man. And at that point, yeah, at that point, I mean, tell her politely. You don't have to be an asshole about it, but just tell her, look, like I'm tired of this. Like I'm tired of this. We've been doing this for a while now. This is the first or second or third time that this has come up, and it's always the same. So like, tell her I'm not about playing these games, man. You're asking me for something I'm not willing to give you, and you should either accept it and move on or accept it and stick around. Either way, it's no skin off my back, but let her know I'm not changing. And incidentally enough, that will probably, you know, make her more attracted to you, but yeah, you got to lay down the law, man.
Right. And that's kind of was with the first time. And even the second time, it's like, it's not that I wouldn't, you don't even give me the chance to do it, where it's just like, all of a sudden you're coming at me like, oh, I want this. Tell me something. Give me something to go on. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to lock you down, man. That's all that is, dude. It's so funny. This is how girls think they're so slick. Now they're not with the typical, God damn, he's already got a 4-second lead. Jesus Christ. You guys know I like auto racing. Great Formula One race earlier today. That's one thing that Dev and I love to watch. Jesus Christ. Girls are no longer asking, so where is this going? Or what are we going to call ourselves? No, what they're doing is they're trying to get micro commitments out of you in the form of, hey, you don't make me feel wanted. Or, hey, I would like to text you more. Or, hey, I would like to be seen with you in public, things of that nature. And if you concede to even one of these, she's going to want more. So let's just say that you cave into her. I want you to show me that you want me. Okay, whatever that entails, let's just say that you do it. Guess what? She's going to then push the envelope again. She's going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it until she says, you know what? Unless I'm your 100% girlfriend and I'm moving in with you and this and that and a third, then we're not going to be fucking anymore. But by you keeping it the way it is, again, keeps her attracted to you. But women are getting smarter, and they're getting smarter about the way they approach men for relationships. Now they're not asking directly. Now they're trying with these micro commitments. It's actually pretty funny.
Right. And so the second thing that happened, which was actually yesterday, I was at a friend's cookout, and there was a girl there, and I didn't recognize her. You know, she was just at the party amongst many other people. And barely talked to her. I think I told her where the bathroom was, where she asked. Yeah. And then my friend was there. He's like, oh, did you talk to Bethany? I was like, who was that? He was like, oh, the one girl there. I'm like, and it was a girl that I've met a few times, but like hanging with friends, and she was really attractive, but she's put on a lot of weight. So I didn't recognize her.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. Wow. Bitch, you're so fat, I don't recognize you.
Damn. And so, because it was funny because I guess throughout the party, I kind of noticed her staring and whatnot. And I'm like, but I don't know who she is.
Right.
And then when my friend tells me, I'm like, that's her? Damn. And I'm like, and I tried to talk to her before I even had her number, like text, hey, try to get her out. But she was really attractive and a lot thinner. So she had many, you know, suitors and whatnot. So just kind of, oh, I'll see. I'll let you know. And this was a few years ago. And then even then, I'm like, well, one, of course, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure she will holler at you. Now I'm like, look at her.
Of course she would, man. Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's like, oh, so you want to get on the downside and then be okay with that. Whereas when you were up, you had no time. So
yeah, there you go.
That was just pretty funny.
It's fucking hoes, man. They're so, and they think we're stupid. They think we don't notice, right? They think that we don't, like, bitch, like, you don't see that I can see that you put on 45 pounds. I'm supposed to treat you like you weighed back at 110, bitch, or 170. No, it's not going down like that. These fucking, dude, I swear to God. Ay, ay, ay. Wow. Yeah,
right. So thought that was pretty interesting. And then this, I think it was last thing, I was going to ask just like as far as the skits go, like the one that you had put up about I think one of the latest ones about wanting to see other people.
You know,
I had a girl pull that where even though we were just hooking up, she said, you know, of course they always tell, oh, I'm only hooking up with you. I don't really ask, nor do I care.
don't care, man.
And then they one time, I guess, pulled that. Well, you know, I think I'm going to, you know, start going out or get on the dating apps and seeing other people. And I'm just like, okay.
Cool. Bet.
And then just go radio silence. And then it's just funny how, you know, like a week or two later, come crawling back like, hey, you know, what's going on? How you been? Like, dude, I've been fine.
Listen, and I've told this story. I've told these stories many times before. I have had so many girls blindside me with, I think we should see other people.
Right.
And
right.
Every single time I tell them, whew, man, I felt the same way, blah, 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 blah. They never fucking leave. Even when you leave their place or you leave their place, 15 minutes later, they're always texting me. Hey, I think we made it. It's always the same. Girls are not used to rejection, even when they're being counterpunch rejected, right? Like, right. I think we should see other people. Well, so do I. Whoa, wait a minute. You're supposed to, girls, and the reason why that trick always works is because girls are never, ever, ever rejected by men, ever. Girls end all the relationships. And so when she says, hey, I think we should see other people, what she's expecting to happen is the same thing that happened the last 27 times. But when you tell her, oh, thank God, I think we should see other people too. I've been feeling like this for a while. I'm so glad you mentioned it. It's like a weight off my shoulders. They're all the time. They're always like, wait, huh? It's fucking hilarious. It really, really is. And I'm like, what's wrong? I thought this is what you wanted.
Right.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh.
Right. Then last thing, man. So my simp story number two, happened. Yeah. Whenever I just moved to DC for my job when I was working at Discovery Channel.
Okay.
And, I got on one of those, you probably remember because we're the same age, those chat lines like Live Links or Party Live where you could talk to locals in your city.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah,
man. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always a 900 number.
Well, it was like they were actually local numbers where you could get on and talk to people.
Oh, locals. City. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Talk to the hottest girls in your area. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. What are you wearing? Nah, 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 nah. Oh, my God.
And so you could get on and get a free trial whenever you used, you know, a certain phone number. Well, okay. With me working at a TV station, there's 1,000 phones there. So I would gather, you know, all these free trial minutes and get on and talk to girls. So
oh, my course, God. That's yes, gangster.
I did that in Pittsburgh for years, you know, when I moved to D.C. And so I met a girl, you know, because I just moved to the area and started seeing her. And she was kind of a hood chick, but she was very attractive.
Okay.
So we're just hooking up, casually dating, and I make the fatal mistake. I get this chick flowers.
Oh no. Oh, man. That's it. That's a wrap. Just like that Mother's Day card you got, old girl, man.
Yeah. And we weren't anything. Like, we're just hooking up. And I
Oh, wow. Okay. And, all right.
And I took him to her and, like, left him outside her door as a surprise. She never said anything. God. And then one day I was like, oh, did you get the flowers? She was like, yeah, I got them. Last communication that we ever had.
Whoa, that didn't even take that long. Hey, did you get the flowers? Yep. That was all she wrote. Oh, my
God. That was it.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what, dude. Flowers are, and this is just the way women are these days, man. It shouldn't be this way, but this is the way it is. Flowers, for whatever reason, or any other gestures like that, absolutely kills modern women's attraction to you. It's a sight to behold.
And that was back in like 2000, because I got the job in 05, so like 2006.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, man. They were, modern women were spinning out of control by that point.
Yeah.
Got her flowers. Oh, man. Everybody in here is like, oh, my God, what are you doing?
trust me. I wish I could go back, you know, back then, like in Superman 3 when he fights himself. I wish I could go back then and choke myself out until I disappear. Like, you ain't getting nobody no more flowers. And
man, I'm trying to tell you. The one that Richard Pryor was in. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah. When he fought each other and then he choked him out and disappeared. I'm like, I wish I could go back and choke my old self till I disappeared.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, man, you got through it. You got through it. So congratulations. Right. Geeky Anomaly says flowers are for wives. Yeah. I guess they kind of are. But even then, you have to do it sparingly. Right.
Right.
Just because.
Yeah. So but that man, loving the skits, you know, especially when you go from blue pill to red pill, that is hilarious. You know, so I definitely like those, man.
Yeah, I've had those in my hip pocket for a while, actually. I've been thinking about doing these. God almighty, dude, I wrote all these maybe 3-4 years ago, but But at that point, I was like, well, I need an actress to do this with me. And I was like, well, I don't want to use Devin because she doesn't want to be on camera. Then when we got doxed, I was like, well, hell, this is the perfect opportunity. Everybody knows who she is and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, she's far more attractive now than she was when I met her. So why not? And so so they seem to be working. I knew I was going to take this direction at some point because, you know, content evolution is inevitable. Right. Fortunately for us, it's been a home run. Like the subscriber counts are ridiculous. So here's how it went. So June the 22nd, 81, 23rd, 80, the 24th, 64, June the 25th, 124, June 26th, 135, the 27th was 168. Then the 28th was 325. Let's see, the 29th, 431, Thursday, which was June 30th, 706, Friday, July the 1st, 913. And yesterday, just over 1,000 subscribers. So we're definitely, we're definitely building and the momentum is building on itself. And I strategically did this as a way to more or less market our relationship course, the Power Couple Blueprint. So if people like what they see, which they clearly are, it makes people far more likely to want to purchase something, especially something that has a little, it's a little more comprehensive. It's not just going to be shorts or anything like that. We're going to have full conversation. So yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed the skits, man. Cause I'll tell you what, the best shooting the skits is a pain in the ass, but editing them is fun as a motherfucker. Holy moly.
Right. And I've never had so much fun. Like the use of your, you know, side girl's name, Veronica, because that's my ex's,
name. And I just, oh, is it really?
Yes, that is her name.
And wow.
And I let her see the woman one day, and I was just like, so that's who you're texting when I'm sitting over there. I was like,
oh, you're stupid.
Yeah, that's her name, yeah. Veronica, yes.
Your wife was my side chick, I guess, right?
That's fucking awesome. I was like, I wouldn't divorce you if I'd have known that. We could have stayed together.
What are you talking about, man? I have a 2-inch dick, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about that. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right.
Any other questions, comments, anything?
No, that's it for me, man.
Okay, good. Good stuff, man. I will talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. Apollo getting things started out here. Hashtag bitches ain't shit. Geeky Anomaly, you've been killing it out here in the game, bruh. Like, dude, you're out here, like, these bitches are asking you, what do you want me to wear? Should I have my hair curly? Should I wear this? Should I wear that? You're clearly doing it right, man. What's going on?
I am exhausted.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
So, I got a field report and everything. First of all, guys, got two quick grooming things. One, I've discovered for this area right here, if you want to leave that clean, I just take tweezers to it. I don't use the clippers. I don't use a razor blade. I just actually, because it's only about maybe 50 hairs per side.
So
5 minutes, just plug it, and then it's perfectly smooth and clean, and then you're not straying with the clippers and clipping your goatee or your soul patch or anything. So
that's a good idea. What I do is I take my T-liners to it, and then I take a razor and clean it up like that. But I've never thought about tweezing. That's actually might be a better idea.
Yeah, it's a little tedious. And of course, every pull stings a little bit, but 5 minutes, you're done, and it looks clean, and it stays clean for like a whole week. It takes them a long time to regrow because you're plucking them instead of trimming them.
Good.
So I discovered that. Guys, get you some God of War beard oil.
Ah, Rich Cooper.
Yep, it's got pheromones in it. Very nice. Like the soap, the tactical soap.
Yep.
So why am I tired? Well, that's because yesterday, for the first time, I had a three-lay day.
Woo-wee! Don DeMarco, very nice. A three-day lay. Tell us all about it.
So in the morning, I went to a winery with a chick in Pahrump.
Okay.
And then we went back to her place and we smashed. Then I came back for the afternoon and met up with the one girl I showed you pictures of, the one who's like cooking for me and wear what I tell her to wear, smashed her place. Then I came back home and I'm like, you know, I just got to get a shower. It was like 6 p.m. at that time. Mm-hmm. And then I got another message on one of my other dating apps. And so I went down to the M, met up with her.
Ah.
She's a divorce attorney.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's all day, dude. Easy pickings.
And then brought her back to my place. So, yes, and we smashed right before midnight, so it counts.
Yes, it counts. It fucking counts. It fucking counts, man. A three lay day, man. Yeah, dude, hey, congratulations, man. So you went, did you go 3 for 3?
Well, it was, there were three different chicks.
Perfect. So you went 3 for 3.
So morning, afternoon, and night.
I've only had a couple of three lay days, but I was never 3 for 3. I think the first one I was 3 for 5. I think the next one I was maybe 3 for 4, but I've never gone 3 for 3. So that's, you got that on me, brother. Way to go.
That's why I'm so tired.
It'll do that to you, bro. It'll do that to you.
Guys who spin more than 3 plays, I don't know how they fucking do it.
No, guys who spin more plates are capping. If you're, dude, the deal is this, man. I just don't understand how people actually believe that we believe that they're out here fucking 10 bitches. Like, no, like just because you fucked 10 girls one time over a 6-month period does not mean you have a rotation of 10 women. No, a rotation of women means you are fucking every woman at least twice a week. At least once a week with the intention that you're going to smash next week. No, a one night stand and a random hookup does not count as I got 2 bitches in my. No. Okay, you got the one night stand. Very good. But you don't know her name. She doesn't know yours. You guys don't have numbers. She's not in your rotation. That's the first thing. And just like you said, any man who says that they're spinning, oh, I'm spinning all these plates. No, the fuck you're not. Even men out here who have nothing but time ain't got time to spend more than 3 plates. That's, dude, more than 2 plates. Spinning plates is, dude, it's fucking exhaustive. That's why every time I actually was started fucking a girl that I actually kind of liked halfway, fine, I'm just gonna rest on her for a little while and kind of get out of the game. And then, of course, as soon as you do that, they start to lose attraction. Now you got to add girls to your rotation. But good for you, man.
So the one that was dressing how I tell her to dress, I went over to her place for dinner and she cooked gumbo.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very, very nice.
And I get there and she's dressed nicely. She's wearing like a rockabilly and she's got her hair done up like Betty Page and she's wearing.
Oh, very good.
I'm like, okay, I like what I'm seeing. And then I looked and I noticed she's wearing what looks like a dog collar with a little hoop in it for the luge, yep, for the leash. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And so while she went into the bathroom later on that night, I started poking through the drawers and I found the drawer.
Hold on. I was going to guess. Yes. Blindfolds, whips, chains, handcuffs, yep, all that. I was going to guess you stole it from me. What else did you have in there?
Yep. So I'm like,
Astroglide. Okay.
And so I didn't say a word. I just closed the drawer and be like, soon. Yep.
There it is. There it is, man. Good God. So you ran up on a freak.
So, but well, like what else is going on? She's saying the right things. But okay, we obviously need to vet her to make sure that these are genuine because yes, they're kind of fast.
Yes.
Or is, am I that alpha to her that she's falling into frame instantaneously?
Yeah, it happens that way. Yeah.
So she would say things like, well, you know, my place is closer to where you work than your place. So you could just come here every night and I'll do your laundry and cook you dinner.
Yeah. Fuck yes. That is probably a pretty good indication that she likes you.
Yeah, but would she do that forever? That's the question.
She would do it forever if you're not over there every night, right? So I would keep it. I would spend the night at her place. Yeah. I would only spend the night at her place when my laundry needs to be done. So I don't know, every Monday and Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, something like that. Because if you're over there all the time, at some point she's going to expect you to be over there all the time. And if she expects you to be over there all the time, then the novelty wears off. So, dude, I'm telling you, it is very, very hard not to spend the most time with the girl you like the most. It takes a lot of practice, but it has to be done because if the girl you like the most knows that you like her the most, she will no longer be the girl you like the most. She'll actually start pulling back a little bit, but yeah, she'll do that. She'll do that. She'll do that indefinitely. So long as you don't so long as you're never over there on the same 2 days. So, and mix it up. Maybe go Monday and maybe go over there Monday and Wednesday of 1 week. And then the next week, maybe Tuesday and Wednesday, then maybe Thursday and Friday, or maybe Monday and Friday. Mix it up. Never tell her. This is another thing that you need to understand, that you need to establish. Never tell her when you're coming over. Okay. And tell her, look, I mean, I'm a fly by the seat of my pants type of guy. If I want to come over, I'm just going to show up. Like, I hope you're okay with that at that point. And if she likes you, she'll be like, oh yeah, yeah, come over anytime. And I'll tell you what, if you tell her, you can actually play games with her. Tell her, let's say it's Tuesday. You're like, hey, you know, I'm going to come over tonight, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Goody, goody, goody. And they're like, oh, you know what? Work ran over or something came up, or just make up whatever story. Not going to be able to come over. If you go over there on Wednesday, she is going to suck the white off of your dick and feed you like you've never been fed before. You give it to her and you take it away, because she was so much looking forward to seeing you and serving you. Then all of a sudden, wait a minute, is he fucking another girl? That's the only thing they think about. Is he fucking another girl? If she thinks for 1 second that you might be fucking another girl, yo, she'll be like, okay, she wants competition. I'll give her competition. Dude, she'll have yours. Dude, she will suck your dick while she's cleaning, steaming, and dry cleaning everything, and have your dinner waiting for you. Have your dinner waiting for you and pack you lunch for the next day. Real talk.
And then the final two things is, here this afternoon, I'm actually going with her to a house party. I don't know the guy's name yet, but she gave me the address, and I looked it up on Google Earth, and it's a mansion.
Yes, very nice.
He's a former Microsoft executive, and Emily Gillette is going to be there. Penn Gillette's wife is going to be there.
Wow.
Here we go. So, yeah, the social networking is going to start kicking in here. And then lastly, I got a text this morning from the lawyer.
Okay.
Let's read it here.
He wants anal.
Is it bad that I woke up with a smile on my face thinking about you? I say, no, I would say that is the appropriate reaction.
Dude, you're killing it, man. You're killing it. You are, I'm like a proud papa. I'm like a proud papa. This is, you're doing everything right, man. You committed to your fitness. You make your work your priority. You're definitely going places. You're speaking to women the way they need to be spoken to. And it seems easy on the outside. Oh my God, I got a 3-lay day and this and that and the other. It takes hard work and dedication to keep those options available to you. Congratulations, man. Congratulations, man. I might just give you some sort of Donovan Sharp diploma or something, because clearly you've taken this seriously, and you've certainly taken your experience to new heights, man.
I gotta own my shit though. Okay. Now I still need to level up. I need to level up my finances and my fitness. Clearly I'm nowhere close to where I need to be, because here's the thing, Don, these are all older women. So I'll know I've leveled up when I can do the exact same thing with 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds.
What you will find, this is interesting that you say that, Kevin, and you'll find this to be, actually, you know what? So I was there back from 10 to 17. So things clearly are a little bit different. But what I have noticed, at least when I was down there, is that I banged plenty of late 30s, early to mid 40s chicks down there. And they're all fucking, you know, fake tits and all that. Mm-hmm. But those women, a lot of times, tend to be even more entitled than the younger women. And the reason for that is because, especially the good looking older women, they've been good looking. You can tell if a woman's been good looking her whole life, because if she's got a little bit of gray, if you can tell she's gotten like MILF vibes about her, but she still acts like a teenager and still is snobby and standoffish and likes to flake on you and all that and all that good stuff. This means she's looked good all her life. This doesn't mean that it's going to be easier to game. To run game on girls in their 20s. It won't be harder, it won't be easier, it will just be different. So just because you're scoring with older women does not mean that you can't score with younger women. And believe it or not, the older you get, the younger your options become. It's the most incredible thing. This is why it's great to be a man today, man. It's great.
And so what I will say, if you want to say I've graduated, say, Red Pill High School, I'll take that.
Red pill high. Okay. Well, I'll give you, you know what, right now I'll give you your red pill GED for now about that.
Yeah. Well, no, I've graduated red pill college when I'm smashing 20 and 21 year olds.
Yeah. When you lock, when you lock down, if you can lock down a strip club and not maybe get addicted to cocaine, then I'll give you the red pill, the red pill degree from Red Pill University, man. That's funny as hell. Awesome. Good to hear from Geeky Anomaly. I live vicariously through him and Apollo. I love hearing these stories because I'm just too busy to do all that right now. And I'm not really in the environment. The girls out here are fucking dogs. Okay, let's go to John Larson, the schoolboy assassin himself. John, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, Donovan?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. To be honest with you, I'm getting a lot more rest because of the shorts that we're shooting. I don't have to spend as much time. My doctor told me you got to cut down your workload. Thankfully, this has taken off. And so yeah, things are going good, man. See, if you guys haven't figured this out, I'm not really a cordial type of guy. If you ask me how I'm doing, I'm actually going to tell you, hey, how you doing? I'm good. Even though my wife's cheating on me and my daughter's pregnant. So what's going on, John? How you doing, man?
No, I mean, I was genuinely curious, and I do dig the shorts. I think it's pretty genius because it's like kind of an encapsulation of like every red pill idea ever, but in like the most palatable way, where like guys have almost certainly dealt with some form of one of those questions. Maybe not like as dramatic and as like, oh, would you like to like, you know, whatever. But
even in my biggest I have trouble getting the tape off of these glasses, man. They're killing me. I'm like, dude, Devin was like, dude, one of these days you're not gonna be able to take a tape off the glass. I was like, well, fuck it. I guess I'll just start like this day when I have mine.
It's so. I have a buddy who used to do the voice of like, because we live in a pretty white neighborhood, and he's Mexican, and he's like, man, like all these white kids will want to be gangsters. Going, would you like to spin the block on the ops? And like,
oh my god, exactly,
the exact same voice. But no, anyway, I'm digging the shorts. They're great.
Good. Glad you.
But anyway, anyway, kind of just piggybacking off of Geeky's point, I'll get into my. My question, but I'm kind of dealing with an interesting experience with a woman who's in her late 30s and kind of the embodiment of what you were saying, Donovan, about some like hot older women who stay hot, who tend to still think they're the shit. And it's funny because the like 18, 19 year old girls I date, yeah, they give me a lot less outward validation and they're not like, oh, you're so cute, you're so amazing, whatever, but they will comply at a much higher and easier rate than, you know, my older women that I'll, you know,
I'm telling you, that's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is.
This one that I'm dealing with, she's really attractive and I will say really smart, and she does provide some value in the sense that she really is like always like, you know, I want to like, you know, get you these business connections that I have and put you in whatever positions, like you're going to do so great and I want to like help you succeed.
Wow. Oh, there we go. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Good. Very good.
She is a pretty successful author. And we met at the gym, so she's in great shape. I mean, for 40, she looks. I thought she was 26 when I approached her.
Wow. Okay.
It's fucking phenomenal. And she's your type and my type too. Thick white, slim, thick white girl.
Real talk.
Used to be a cheerleader for the Buffalo Bills, actually. But she has this kind of. We met at the gym. We talked for a while. We went on a date. We've talked on the phone a bunch and we're planning on hanging out again Tuesday, but she has this kind of like, and it's weird because the other older women I've dated, even like one that was like a little more attractive than her, had like a crazy like direct sexually voracious appetite, like it was a very like, you know, we knew what we were there for type thing.
Sure.
But she, given that like we have somewhat of an intellectual like connection, you know, we're not catching feelings for this older woman, but she basically is playing this kind of like prudish, like one foot in, one foot out thing where she's like, oh, but you're so young, and I don't know, I would just feel like such a pedophile. But then she'll have other times where she's like, oh man, like why are you like the perfect guy, like this feels so like whatever, and I'll always tease her and I'll be like, oh, like maybe this can be your, and she'll be like why are you so smart, like you're smarter than the 40 year old guys I date, like is this some kind of like American Psycho situation? And I'll joke with her. I'll be like, oh, maybe it's like American Psycho plus like reverse 50 Shades of Grey or something. And she'll always like smile and laugh at that stuff. but she will like always just kind of play this prudish, like, oh, I don't want to be intimate with anyone. Like, I'm waiting for my husband and all this stuff. But then, like, I'll joke with her. I'll be like, I know you're not innocent. And she'll be like, I know. But so it's, I don't know how to play it. Like, I don't know. Am I just getting used for attention? How many more dates do I give it? Because we've only been on one official date before mm-hmm. I, like, you know, before I kind of, like, just realize whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can put a number on it, but what she is doing, and you have to understand, older women are older women. They're smarter because they've been around longer, which means they know the game. What she is doing, and I've seen this, dude, I've experienced this too many times ago. She's doing what's called push-pull with you. Hey, you're mm-hmm. too young, or it doesn't even have to be an age thing. You're too young, or I've never been with a black guy, or you're too this, or I'm not this enough. And then they try to blow up your head with, oh my God, why are you such the perfect guy? Why are we not married? Blah, 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 blah. What she's looking for, and you're playing it perfectly, the way that you joke with her about it. The quickest way to increase attraction and decrease your attachment level to her is just to call her out on her bullshit. Be like, oh my God, why are you such the perfect guy? Be like, well, sweetheart, you know I'm not the perfect guy. I'm literally half your age. Ha ha ha, hee 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 hee. But she knows, right? Or why are you such the perfect guy? And tell her, listen, flattery will get you nothing but an ass smack. Just let her know. Like, listen, if you keep flattering me like that, I'll have to smack your ass, but it's not going to get you much more than that. Just let her know that you hear her, but that it's not having too much an effect on you. But don't outthink the room. It sounds to me like you're dealing with this. It sounds to me like you're dealing with this very, very well, actually. And it sounds to me like she can't get enough. Stick with her as long as you can to get those business contacts, because that's really what we're in it for. This woman likes you enough to put you in contact with her business contacts. Dude, yeah, keep her around, dude. And who gives a shit whether or not she's using you for sex and attention? You know how many times I have a confession, Donovan. I'm like, what is it? I'm just using you for sex. Oh my God. No,
we haven't done anything yet, though. That's the thing.
Say what now?
We haven't done anything yet. That's the thing. That's why I'm like,
yep, you need to. Oh, that's why you're asking if she's using you for attention and validation. Mm-hmm. So, oh wow. He got ran right off the track. Ooh. Oh boy. Dude, he got, that's the one's fault. Yeah. That's his fault. Okay. So, you need to smash her as soon as possible. You need to smash her as soon as possible. And the reason I say that is you need to establish that you are there for the sex. Here's the thing, man. If a woman's not fucking you, you have to fuck a woman first to make her want to do other things for you like that. And this is modern women. We're not talking about virginal women, you know, virtuous women. No, if you really want those business contacts, you got to fuck this hoe. If you really want her to like you and come around, you got to fuck her, because otherwise now you're asking yourself, okay, why is she telling me I'm the perfect guy and you're smarter than 40-year-old guys I date and blah, 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 blah. You just have to, the next time you're with her, make a fucking move and fuck this broad. I can promise you, after you fuck her for the very first time, she'll be laying in bed. Hold on, let me call this business contact. Hey, yeah, there's this guy, John, I want you to talk about. That's how quickly it happens, man. So just make sure you stick your dick in her as soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Cause she's been playing this kind of moral, like, high ground, like, oh, I don't want to be intimate with anyone. I want to, like, you know, stay pure for my next husband, but I don't know.
That's,
but like, and I told her, I was like, hey, like, I'm genuinely not looking for friendship. I don't do male, female friends. I'm
real
not
talk.
Your friend. So
good.
I said, if you want to be friends, I said, we can, you know, we can totally go separate ways, but I am not looking for friendship. So,
yeah, right.
You know, we don't have to put a label on this, but if you want friendship, go somewhere else. And she said, I'm still down to hang out. So
good, we'll see good.
I'll update you.
Apollo, yeah, he asks a very interesting question. He says, is she dangling business contacts to keep him around without fucking? That's a very, very good question. You know what? You should ask her. Just ask her straight up, are you dangling? And just be kind of half kidding. Wait a minute. I figured you out. Really? What is it? You're dangling these business contacts so you can keep me around without smashing. How's my aim? She'd be like, oh my God, no, that's not it. Prove it.
Yeah. And just to Apollo's point, I already called her out on trying to sell me the purity. And I kind of broke
good.
The fourth wall. And I was like, look, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. Like, it's all, and she like giggled and she was like, I know I'm not like innocent or anything. And so, yeah, I've just never had an older woman act like this. They're usually like the way more sexually aggressive ones. Even sure. The hot ones were like,
yeah.
So it's just new to me, but I just kind of, it's a challenge. I'm like, I'm up for it.
It sounds like you're playing. It sounds like you're playing it. It sounds like you're playing it perfectly at this point. You just need to fuck her.
Thank you.
I'll give you another example. When we first started talking, I remember she said, "I'm a late bloomer," and I'm like, "A what?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm a late bloomer," and I'm like, "What do you mean late bloomer?" Well, I didn't get my boobs until I was like 32, and I said, "Her name is everybody knows her name." Someone's like, "Cindy, sweetheart." You're not a late bloomer. Just because you got tits at 32 does not mean you weren't fucking around when you were 22. She's like, "Oh my God, you're harsh." I said, "Yeah, but I'm right." She's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're talking to me like this. And I can't believe I like it so much." I was like, don't get used to it. You keep your nose. If you keep your nose clean, you won't get too much more of it. Go ahead.
Right. What do you think I should do for the next date? Because I suggested, like, cause she has a kid. And her kid's dad is like not ever around or whatever. So she always is. And she said, "Okay, next week I'm going to have the kid or he's going to have the kid or something." And so I have afternoon free. And then I was like, "Oh, well, you could come because my house is completely open. Hers is too." I'm like, "You come over. We could, you know, I could order us food or we could just hang out or whatever." And she's like, "Oh, no, we should meet out in public. Like we should do something out in public." And I'm like, I mean, she knows I can't like take her to a bar for like a happy hour drink. So I don't know. Like, what do you think I should do in that sense?
This is one of these situations where I would love to be able to switch brains with you because I've done this. I've actually done this with one other person. He actually happens to be in the Zoom call today. Basically what I did is he was having some issues with his girl. And so I literally took over the text conversation. I said, "Look, dude," I said, "absolutely positively do not text anything or respond unless I tell you to. And when I tell you to respond, you respond with what I text you verbatim. I managed to turn this chick around from being disrespectful to him to flying him out to another city. It's actually Pittsburgh. To flying him out to Pittsburgh. And she shit texted him the whole way. To flying him out all the way to Pittsburgh, wearing hoops and heels and all this other kind of stuff. All because, and the way I had to do it is I had to just talk to her like a man. You don't ask her permission. So if I were you, The next time you talk to her, you're just going to have to be straight up with her because it sounds to me like she's really trying to keep you at arm's length. You want to move the interaction towards sex as soon as possible. Fuck all this in public shit. The next time you talk to her, be like, "Yo, you're coming over on Thursday. Oh, says who?" And then you just leave it blank. Don't respond. Yeah. Don't do none of that. Then if she texts you, "Well, what are we going to do when I come over on Tuesday?" Take a guess. Ellipsis. "Well, I'm not really sure I want to have sex this soon, blah, 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 blah." Be like, "Okay, well, guess I'll see you another time then." And then just wait. If she really wants to fuck you, guess what, John? She's going to come over and fuck. If she's really just using you as sort of a toy boy, like they say over in Europe, then she'll continue to try to keep you at arm's length. What she's trying to do is she's trying to control the sexual interaction. And that's not what we do here. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I kind of instinctually knew this. I think the basis of my question was how many more dates before I just like tap out? Because I'm talking to like, obviously, like I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm spinning a ton of plates, but I've got options that are, you know, my age that are making things very simple for me.
Sure.
I'd say like, you know, this older woman.
Yeah.
39, gonna be 40.
One more date. That's it.
One more
date. You need to fuck her. Okay. Yeah. If you don't fuck her this date, you got to drop her. That's it.
Okay.
You got younger women. And I know she's probably hot, but dude, you got younger women.
She's super hot. And older women are like my guilty pleasure. So
that's how it is. But yeah, you need to fuck her on the next date. If she doesn't want to fuck, dude, fuck all this public, like a public place. Like what the fuck is this? 1986 with fucking Ted Bundy running around? Like, come on, man. Like we all know who we are. Well, you probably don't know who Ted Bundy is, but we all know. Oh, okay. All right. Everybody is safe. We're safer than we've ever been ever. Like, what the fuck do I need to meet you in a public place for? No, fuck that. We're meeting at my place and don't tell her you're fucking my place on Tuesday or whatever. Oh, what are we going to do then? Take a guess. Oh, I don't know if that's what I want to do. Don't even respond. Don't respond. And then if she ghosts you and then tries to come back with, "Hey, so how have you been?" what happened to you on Tuesday, right? You let her know that you let her know you got a one track fucking mind. Until you fuck her, that's all it's about. Because until you actually fuck this broad, you don't really know what your intentions are, what her intentions are.
Right. And that's why I'm just not going to invest any more time and money into it. Or I haven't invested any money. I mean, one coffee.
Sure.
But I'm not going to invest any money or time into something that's headed nowhere. And I appreciate that clarity.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd give her one more date.
One other question I had. What?
Yeah, I'd give her. I would try to fuck her on this next date. Yeah, I'd try to fuck her on this next date. If you don't fuck the next time you see her, then she's got to go.
Okay, fair enough. And then another question I had was, what is your go-to, do you recommend texting? Cause I've always, this has been one thing I've never really understood fully, how to play is with, even with girls my age, even if the date went really well, do you recommend texting them something after the date? Cause I found that there'll be times where I'll go on a date, wait 4 or 5 hours, whatever, and don't hear anything from them. But then I'll text them something that night, hey, was nice meeting you earlier. See you on whenever we agreed to hang out. And they'll be like, oh yeah, it was so great seeing you, whatever, and we'll go on another date. Mm-hmm. But they won't say anything until I text something. Because a lot of the girls now just expect that kind of investment up front because they've got a ton of guys just inundating them.
Of course.
What do you recommend texting a girl after a date, if anything?
Yeah, you have to text every girl after a date. And the only reason why you do this is to protect yourself from a false accusation. Because whether if you fuck her, you text her, dude, you text her as soon as she's out the door or as soon as you're out the door. Hey, had fun. I look forward to doing it again. Oh yeah, that was fun. Blah, 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 blah. Text them, dude, text, don't even wait. Text them immediately after the date, whether you fuck or not. Hey, had a great time. We should do it again sometime. Even if you don't even intend on meeting up with these bitches, let them know, hey, had a great time. When you get that confirmation text back, then you're pretty much free and clear of any sort of rape accusation. Because at that point, if she says, well, I was coerced into texting, your GPS location on your phone showed that you were driving away from his house. So you were a free person when you sent these text messages. This is your free will and volition, but that's the main reason. I mean, other than that, I would always text back right after the date, no matter what. There are no exceptions.
Yeah, no, and I'll be honest, seeing this kind of stuff ruin so many guys. Mm-hmm. For me, on a more entrepreneurial path, it's I protect myself with you. I'm all about consent.
Of course.
But I think that part of it for me has been understanding, weaning out some of these useless bimbos that I used to go on dates with these girls, the type you see on Fresh and Fit, albeit sometimes a little more attractive. I just find that it's so draining of your energy when you're trying to I got nothing against a guy Geeky wanted to go do his 3-lay day,
Hey man, it's all good, right?
That's totally your thing. Different strokes for different folks. But I found that after a couple, just banging for vanity, just to rack up a number, the guys that are trying to, hit 1500 a month in Brazil or whatever. I just think that at what point is it that does it just, do you need a little bit more out of a woman than just, hey, you're kind of hot and the most pitiful.
Look at this kid. You're not even old enough to drink yet, and you're already tired of smashing useless hoes, man.
I don't know.
Listen, what is happening? Now, I wasn't as fortunate as you. I didn't start feeling this way until I was in my mid-30s when I was at the height of my Vegas powers. What is starting to happen to you is you are getting so much sex that you're requiring more stimulus. I don't want to liken this to drugs, but at some point you need more and more and more to get the same effect. That doesn't mean you have to catch feelings for her, but there comes a point in your life where you require more than just sexual attractiveness to be sexually attractive to a girl, to be sexually attracted to a girl. Because dude, I've smashed so many hot girls that I genuinely just did not like as humans. They were fucking useless. They were vapid. They didn't add any value to my life other than pre-selection when and if I was ever to go out in public with them. So you're going to have to start being a little bit more discriminatory, and you're a young enough and a good enough looking guy to be able to, 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 to be able to start weeding out the useless bimbos. Only keep the ones around that give you any sort of value. Like Gigi's woman. Listen, man, if she's going to make him dinner and do his laundry twice a week, then yeah, that would be one to keep around. Don't just keep, you're at the point where it's going to get to a point where you're like, dude, okay, so I get sex out of these girls, but what else is there?
Yeah. And I think that, like, I've just come to a point where, like, just pure hedonism, and like all my friends are, like, you know, really high level people in terms of what they're chasing and things they're aspiring to. Sure. They do not care girls I bang. They're not asking me, oh bro, did you smash? Like, oh, you're so cool. Like, they just don't care. And not out of a place of like trying to be any better, but they'd rather hear about me, you know, doing something fulfilling or, you know, business or something.
That's a good group of friends, man. That's a good group of friends.
And I've kind of weaned out that, you know, just wanted to go out and drink and bang. And I just feel a lot happier. So I think that, you know, not to get too esoteric here, but I think that to all the guys watching, I would just kind of ask, you know, at after how many times you get your dick sucked, do you realize like you can get your dick sucked? And then it's kind of like, all right,
I need a little bit more than blowjob skills to keep me interested. Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you 1000%. It's good that you're starting to go into this stage now at 20 years old, because you got your whole life ahead of you. So good for you. This is what you're going through is a good thing, man, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm glad you feel the same way. That's why you're one of my favorite RP content creators. Cause it's like all these guys, it's like, oh, bang, lay count. Oh, it's like after like how many does it just get annoying?
I think it's, John, honestly, I think it's a stage thing. Like Alex of Playing With Fire is 32 years old. Of course, all he thinks about is pussy because he's only 32 years old. John Anthony, I don't know how old that dude is, but I can't imagine. He's
like
another
60 in YouTube. Feels like he's been around forever talking about bangs.
Dude, like, I mean, listen, shout out to those guys. But I remember when I had my debate on with Alex with Playing With Fire, he's talking about negging and non-sequitur. I'm like, dude, what is this? 2006?
The energy. All that shit, like, come
dude,
on.
But it was so antiquated. I was like, dude, I haven't used these terms since I wrote for fucking Return of Kings back in fucking 2013. Yeah. What are we doing? Maybe he hasn't reached that point yet. Any man, see, this is the thing. This is how you can tell the real ones from the fake ones. Any man who fucks a lot of girls eventually gets tired of fucking girls, man. You can't be a YouTuber for 5 years talking about, oh yeah, I've banged 1,300 women. I got a rotation of 10 bitches and I've done that for 5 years. No, you haven't, because if you did, you'd be fucking sick of it. Dude, I was in Vegas for 7 years. I was up to my eyeballs and pussy and fucking cocaine and whiskey and all that good stuff. And I got fucking tired of it. And I talked about it because I made a good living from it. But now it's like, dude, like that life is done. Very, very few men like that Vegas, like the Vegas hangover lifestyle, if any, forever. So the fact that there are some guys out here still talking about lay count and pickup, I'm just like, dude, get the fuck out of here, man.
It can't be your whole personality. Like, it's kind of an unspoken rule in the RP community that you have your little pickup phase and then you like move past your pickup phase. I mean, I feel like we all have a conscience. I mean, for me, I'm a Christian dude. I have my morals, but I still think that like, even if you don't, we all kind of realize like there's just not that much vanity in like just banging and making that your whole personality. Like, fuck.
Especially with girls giving out pussy like it's Halloween candy.
Exactly.
Well, you're in a good place, man. And yeah, just continue to handle. So just to sort of recap, you're in a good place mentally where you're actually starting to get tired of useless bimbos only for sex. That's a great place to be. Number two, you have a phenomenal group of friends who don't talk about banging bitches and lay count. Not like my fucking loser friends in Vegas. All we fucking talked about was pussy. And then of course, with this older 39-year-old chick, you need to try to fuck her on the next date. If you don't fuck her, then be out of there, because she keeps trying to, I think she respects you to a point, but because of your age, she thinks that she can just sort of be like a marionette, just kind of play you. She's a good looking blah 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 blah, he's probably stupid. Show her how stupid you are when you stick your dick in her ass. That's what I would do.
Thanks, Donovan.
John Larson is in the house. He is out here living that life. Let us go to John. Let's go to John. Oops. John I. I think I'm John I. Oh, there you are. John I. Go ahead and unmute yourself, my friend.
Hey, what's up, Donovan? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, bruh? If I had your voice, man, I'd have 20 kids. Just let me know.
Hell nah. Yeah, but yeah, thank you for all you do. You know,
of course.
Congrats
on
the shorts, the success. You know, I always root for you. You know, God bless you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
One thing, first question you know, I just want to, this is just a question I've always had in my mind. But did Kevin ever tell you at what age you discovered the red pill? You know, did he ever tell you what age? Because in the way he tells the story, it's like he it was like he didn't discover it at a particular age. It's like because he made a lot of mistakes that, you know, he shared and he learned from. But yeah, did he tell you what age he discovered the red pill?
That's a good question. If he did, and I've got a pretty good memory, I would remember if he told me. Man, did he ever tell me? I think he never told me when he discovered the red pill, but I think 6 months before I actually met him, I think that's probably when he discovered the community. Because he was the one that reached out to me. He was like, hey, like, you know, I noticed that you're on O'Shea's show, and O'Shea and I we're cool. And, you know, I'd like to do a show with you sometime. I'm like, well, yeah, sure. You know, I'd never had anybody reach out to me and ask me to be on my show. But I remember our very first conversation. He's, you know, told me his life story. He got a daughter, been divorced, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he used to work for a communications company, was one of the top salespeople there. And that's really where Kevin and I connected, because we're both natural salespeople. I love the sales game, man. I mean, I'm fine financially, but if somebody were to snap their fingers and make all my money disappear, the job that I would do is sales. I just love the hunt and just the strategies involved. But yeah, my guess is that because I met him back in 15. I met him back in 16. So I knew him for, goddamn, man, I knew him for like 6 years. And I cannot recall because he died at 53. So I met him when he was 46. So my guess is that he probably found the red pill community at 45-ish, I would think. But I think just consuming this kind of content, maybe he did discover the red pill when he reached out to me, because O'Shea was not a red pill guy. He just,
man, that nigga's a dumbass, bro. He's on the red pill.
I don't know.
Fuck that nigga, bro. Fucking.
Yeah. But and I know that I was the first red pill guy, as far as I know, on O'Shea's channel. And Kevin probably, he said, I really liked a lot of your talking points. And, you know, I agree with a lot of them. So, when you're an older man and you have that kind of experience, you probably, some men find the red pill like that. Some people gradually find it and then they find the community. I think that's what it was with Kevin. I think Kevin had plenty of experiences that kind of told him what was really up. Then he saw me on O'Shea's like, this is it. This is the guy. So.
Yeah. Because Kevin had a lot of, masculine attributes per se, because he knew how to fight. You know, he, like, a lot of, he didn't really know female nature per se,
right,
until later on. But you know, he was good with women, and there's a lot of people that are blue pill that are good with women. But,
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you Kevin know, was probably the quintessential blue pill alpha, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Before, so he was a blue pill alpha for a very long time until he made like the connections later on in life at like 40 something. So you know, that makes a lot of sense as to, you know, why he became who he was later on. So,
and Kevin is where he was one of the most incredibly cerebrally gifted people I've ever, if not the most I'd ever met in my life. He was so like, dude, Kevin had the natural ability to see exactly what was coming next. He used to call me up, Donovan, this is going to be next. And this technology is coming out and you should do this. And I used to call, dude, we used to talk all the time. But that's part of what made Kevin who he was, is that he was fucking brilliant, man. And when that brilliance was on this, but dude, when he married his brilliance with the red pill, with his knowledge of the black community, that's when he was on a rocket ship, man, for sure.
Yeah. Man. Shout out to him. You know, rest in peace to the GOAT, man.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, that shit hurt. You know, there was one time I watched one of his lives. This was, I was 21, about to graduate college. This was my last semester, I think. And, man, I shut my computer. I was like, damn, I'm not ready at all for no relationship, bro. Like, dude, that's when I realized, like, damn, bro, you shouldn't even be thinking about no women. Bro, you're not ready.
Yeah, man. I remember, I had just taken a nap. Devin and I both took a nap, actually. And I think I laid down at like 1:30, and I think she was already in bed. And I woke up at 3:00, and I pick up my phone, and dude, I've got, I probably had 80, 90 messages. Dude, everybody's texting me. Hotep, Jap, Myron, everybody is texting me. Hey, I'm, you know, dude, AMS, Steph is cold. I'm like, dude, everybody was in touch with everybody trying to get a hold of him. And so when I first saw it, I was like, nah, that can't be true. But then I saw all the messages. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That can't be true. So I tried to call him. He didn't pick up the phone. So I said, okay, let me not worry. It's probably just a, then I talked to Jap. Jap was like, look, man, this is probably a rumor. They've been wanting this to happen for a while, but the later the day became into the night and still nobody had heard from Kevin and the story hadn't been squashed yet. That's when I really started to worry. And when I got confirmation, it was like somebody punched me in the gut, man. Man, that's one of the toughest days I've had in a while. Cause yeah. That was gut wrenching, man. I just could not believe it. But yeah, man, he was one of the good ones, man. It fucking sucks, dude. Only the good die young, I guess.
But, yeah, even aside, you know, finding out the news, I'm just saying, like, after a live show that he did, this was way before he even died. The live show let me know at the time, this was early in 2021. I was like, it just made me know that, you know, I'm not a man yet, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for a relationship yet. There's a lot of things I got to work on. And, you know, I closed my computer. I was like, damn, bro, I'm not ready for no relationship. I got to work on myself. Dude. Like, but, you know, shout out to him, man. Rest in peace to the GOAT, man.
Yeah, okay. Dude. What's
and on, dude? Another question I have for you is, what's your take on all these ladies just jacking his thieves, man?
All these ladies that are who now?
That jacking his steeds, like jacking his swag, like just taking his whole, like even though your homegirl, I don't know if she's your homegirl, you're cool with her, just pearly things.
Oh, but, yeah, Pearl, yeah.
She's jacking his whole swag, man. Talk about how, so. She's
how
she's,
so?
Man, she's literally put up on the YouTube community talking about some, if you're 35 or under looking for a high value man, DM me. I'm like, what the hell?
Ooh. All right, I gotta talk to her about that. That's a little out of pocket.
if you go to her YouTube community tab, you see it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah, that's, hold on. Let me check this out.
She's out here. She's also talking about some smoke show. If you disagree with me, call in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Say what? Say that again.
Like, if she's saying that if you disagree with me, call in.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, bro. This is a whole Kevin Samuels swag right here. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
well, now, as far as that's concerned, I think Pearl understands. I think she understands that people want conflict. Those are the channels, at least the Red Pill content channels. Those are the channels that get the most play. This is why Fresh and Fit. The reason why Fresh and Fit blew up is the same reason why Kevin blew up, because now women were invited onto the platform who disagreed. And people and people like to see women getting checked on this stuff. I don't know, as far as Pearl, Pearl has the right to say, hey, if you disagree, give me a call, because she knew that was the formula. But if she's like plagiarizing Kevin's stuff, like, I'll go and check out her content. If she's like plagiarizing Kevin's stuff, then I'll be like, hey, look, let's not dishonor his name. So
yeah, she dead ass, bro. I'm talking about, she has a post saying, if you're 35 or under, single, childless, looking for high value man. I'm like, what the hell? Even Kendra G too. Kendra G, oh my God.
Kendra, I'll tell you this too. I don't know if you've realized this, but Pearl, what? She likes niggas, y'all. Like, Pearl likes Pearl likes the brothers. She likes the brothers. I don't know who Kendra, I've heard that name.
Kendra before. G, bro, I'm talking about you, get so mad. If you, she literally's on IG Live. Whole Kevin Samuels script, like, she was crazy.
Oh yeah, I've actually, you know what, I was actually gonna start breaking down her videos, because she was doing the same thing Kevin was, like, she was, yeah, okay,
and you know, she gotcha, dissed him, gotcha. You know, she dissed him, right,
on the radio show in
Chicago.
Oh no, my God,
checking with one of Jap did a reaction on his live show.
Okay,
yeah, we dissed him. She dissed him, saying, "Oh, if you know you were divorced twice, who are you to be giving our relationship advice?" I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Wow. Oh my God. See, I'm. Oh my God. So, O'Shea's got a video up that says bisexual guy is tired of dating men. So I guess they're just letting that go now, huh? I guess all those buzzwords are okay. Well, I guess I'll look into her content. I don't have a problem with her. I don't have a problem with her adopting the same formula as Kevin, because Kevin didn't have that trademark or copyrighted. But
that's true. That's true.
But I want to make sure that she's not disrespecting his, you know, his name and his legacy. So I'll have a conversation with her about that for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to you, man. You know,
thank you.
RP to the goat, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for keeping his message alive forever, bro.
Yeah, those are some big shoes to fill. I appreciate you checking in, John. Yeah, man. A lot of people, there are so many people like, oh, Donovan, you got to take over for Kevin. No. I'm not Kevin, man. I couldn't do what he does. I'm not as smart as he is. I'm not as plugged into the Black community as he is. And I'm not as quick. I mean, I'm quick witted, but I'm not, dude, nobody is Kevin, man. Only he could be him, man. King of Life says, Pearl was as tall as Myron. Not quite, but she was close. Yeah, she's tall and she had heels. Yeah, she's six. Yeah, she's like 5'11". Yeah, I think she's 5'11 and a half, but she may as well be 6 feet, because that dude, Pearl, is a tall drink of water. She is very tall. I was like, wow, you are extremely tall. Okay, let's go to James Hancock. James Hancock, go ahead and unmute yourself, my friend. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Mr. Sharp. I just wanted to start off by saying I got your Masculine Excellence kit and your Master of the Game kit, and it's really helping me turn my life around.
Good. Glad to hear it, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I changed jobs about 2 weeks ago, found myself somewhere else, and I was out eating and started flirting with this girl, and there's some 4th of July stuff going on tomorrow, some music in the local park, and I got her to give me her number, said I'd meet her there tomorrow.
Good.
Just wanted to call and see if you had any advice. This would be the first time I've like just asked a girl out and planned it the next day.
Yeah, man. Be direct. Be direct. Relax and understand. And this is sort of an old school term. Be outcome independent, right? If you swing and miss with this girl, so what? You know, I mean, you'll live to see another day. It is what it is. Just understand. A lot of guys treat interactions with women like, oh, here goes nothing. And girls can sense that, right? They know that, oh, okay, this guy is out of his element. Try to act like you've been there before, even if you haven't. At some point, you do have to fake it till you make it, but don't be inauthentic. Don't try to be someone you're not. Be direct. Don't run pickup lines or whatever the case may be, but be very direct, be very open, be very honest. And after the date, after the meetup, send her that after date text message. That way you avoid any awkwardness. You know how that goes.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, I got a lot of good signs from her. You know, talked to her, she talked to me.
Okay.
Going out of the way.
Good.
Yeah.
So there is mutual interest.
Yeah, I think there is. She brought up a few inappropriate things today, and I took as my signs. Like,
yes, sir.
Ask her out. Go for it.
There it is. I used to work with a girl when I was in Vegas. We used to play words with friends, like between phone calls, and she was over on the other end. And somehow, and I used to kick her ass up and down, but I ended up fucking her. But we used the words with friends, like all of a sudden, like she started turning it sexual. I think one word she put on there, I think, was like sex or something. And I was like, whoa, careful. You don't want to get any ideas. I say, you trying to get a summons from HR? She says, are you trying to? I was like, dude, if I'm trying to get a summons from HR, you'll know it. And then I think my next word was like cock or dick or something like that. And then it was on from there. But if the girl broaches the nasty stuff first, then she's definitely DTF for sure. So sounds like your odds are good, man.
Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thanks for chiming in, James. Oh, Russell, there he is. Hang on a second. Russ, go ahead and unmute yourself, brother.
What's going on, Donovan? How you doing?
Not too much, man. I'm doing real good. Getting a lot more sleep. You're looking good, looking slim.
You know, I didn't work out. I hurt my back
oh, that's
3 or 4 sucks, months ago. Maybe it's turning 40, but like I don't know. I woke up one morning And
that's what it is. The answer is 40. That's it.
Yeah. No, like,
everything hurts after 40.
I spent 2 or 3 days just laying on the floor to get my back to settle.
Oh, shit, man. Was that bad, huh?
Yeah, and I did some rehab and other stuff, and part of it was getting too busy with work and just
how'd you hurt your back, man?
I don't know. I think just sitting at the computer working too much, not staying active, eating like garbage.
Just letting myself go,
and it just creeped up on me. And
all right,
got all that handled with just some different, you know, physical therapy, rehab stuff. I got a specialized trainer that looks at my particular, like what muscles and bone structure is, you know, causing that from, you know, is a hip slightly, in front of another and so on. And he special writes workouts for me, like even like placement of my feet, you know, one might be slightly in front of the other to compensate and so on. It made all the difference.
Wow, I didn't know it was that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
And made all the difference. And then I hired a different trainer that just wrote like a diet plan for me, so, and got a little too much of a cut going on.
Okay,
and so it's just a calorie deficit, and we check in every 2 weeks with stuff. And I mean, that's it, everything's got to be just monitored and metrics and
good
on top of it. I mean, that's the secret to all this.
Well, you have probably discovered this, the older you get, the more important diet becomes. When I was in my 20s, I could eat whatever I wanted. And if I had all the energy in the world, I could eat whatever I wanted. I was always ripped. As soon as I turned 30, not so much. Then I got married. I ballooned up to 312 pounds, but I slimmed down really quick because I was still young-ish. Does not work that way at 44 years old.
Good stuff, man. Now, and I've been slowly going through the recordings of the CME on your site.
Oh, so good. Enjoying that
and just seeing everything. Yeah, I'm catching up with a number of things. I quit my corporate W-2 job about a month ago to focus. Well, we got a good lot of economic opportunities going.
What? Are you kidding me? Oh my God! So what are you doing now?
You know what? I went and I guess that's the theme of this year, is I'm just hiring advisors and consultants for everything, and so. Okay. I went to an event in Nashville about three weeks ago.
Great.
And it was in the industry I'm in, the side hustle one. And, you know, there's really a secret of people just growing on that from, say, 10K a month to 100. There's just, it's a kind of a common theme of certain systems they have in place and processes. And I found a guy that just specializes in that, of bringing up your business, you know, in 3 to 5 years to six figures, so, you know, monthly. And I just kind of been deep diving into that, you know, working more than I ever have, but documenting everything, writing all the process flows. I mean, systematizing it. And I'm slowly going to, I thought I needed one or two virtual assistants. I met a guy with 100 different virtual assistants doing it. Yeah. But I mean, he's also making seven figures a year. So it seems.
Well, of course he can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so. But that just seems to be the secret is you gotta fire yourself from every little job you're doing, from legal, accounting.
Man, that is hard, you know, for a guy like me to do. Yeah, you know how that is.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm just making a big investment in the business and myself. And I thought, you know what, I need the right kind of health and diet and workout to have the energy for that.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of it. Can always go back, you know, if it doesn't work out. I think it'll work out, but. You know, if it does in a year or two, I can always go back and get a job, God forbid. But
yeah, but you're still young, man. And dude, you've always been a high earner. So that's never going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, I just want to pop in and say hi. Nothing major. Just pleasure watching all of your videos. And like guys were commenting earlier, you know, the evolution
Absolutely.
Of things. And then the shorts that have been going on are just great. You know, you and I don't always keep up to date every few months or so on.
Sure,
but I'm still passively watching. Really enjoy it.
We got to talk on the phone soon, man. We got a lot of catching up to do for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hit me up now that I kind of make my own schedule. It's freed me up to do so many things that I've just been putting off.
Fuck yes. All right, man. That's exciting, man. Wow. You fucking left your job. That's fucking awesome, dude. I can't believe you left your job. That's awesome. That is awesome, dude. Yeah, dude. I will definitely be calling you to get the details on that, man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or anything else you need to talk about?
Nothing really. Okay. No, I mean, other stuff is kind of par for the course. Okay. Other stuff that we've been chatting over the years, but
okay,
give or take. But that's all right. It's really